Hey, thanks you guys. You're on fire. And hey, I get to preach the sermon on K-pop Demon Hunters. So it's going to be good. But we're not there yet. We are wrapping up our focus on the Psalms. All of April and May, we've been opening up the book of Psalms, learning from it, asking God to shape us through it. And we're saying that the book of Psalms shows us that every moment of our lives, everything we go through can be turned into a holy encounter with God. He has something to say to us with all the emotions we experience, with all the things that we're going through. Now, I'm not preaching today. Thank you. But I'll preach again someday. One of my roles as the lead pastor is to bring other people up to preach. And we want to hear from a variety of voices, and a variety of styles, and a variety of people. And so we have a good preaching team already in our church. That's right. Shout out to Rachel and Brent and Serena and Jill. Great work. We also want to train people up and invest in the new generation of preachers. And so today we have Ty Benavidez, our intern. Ty, come on up. You're among friends. You're loved here. This is... Ty, is this your first sermon?
First sermon. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Now, Ty, you have spent this year as an intern mainly focused on youth. You've done a lot of other things, including setting up and straightening the chairs. Yeah. Go, interns! You've gotten to speak and teach in the youth group quite a bit.
Yes, I have. Maybe 4 or 5 times now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to have you here. Ty is just kind of jumping in. He's never taken a preaching class at seminary, but you know what? He has gifts and passion and a lot of support, and we're really glad that you're opening the Word for us.
All right.
Man, let me pray for you, and I'm going to hand it over. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your work in Ty and your work in him as he's wrestled with this passage, this psalm, and for the gift that he brings to us. And we just believe and trust that your Spirit is going to speak through him in us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Neil. Man, I'm really excited to be up here today. I'm feeling so many different things, a lot of emotions, honestly. It's overwhelm, anxiety, nerves, but really at the center, I'm really thankful to be here today. It's such a gift to be able to share some of my story, to dive into the Word with you guys. And I'm really excited. Yeah. I'd love to pray as well right now as we get started. So, Lord, here we are, just thankful for you, thankful for this place, full of gratitude, God, that we get to be alive and get to be in your Word and live in your Spirit, God. We're so thankful for this building and that we get to be in here and that you dwell upon us as we are temples of your Holy Spirit, Lord. So we pray for all that you have for us today and that we receive it with joy and love. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so today I'm sharing a bit on Psalm 118. And as I've been reminded in this scripture, there's so much to be thankful for. That's really been such a theme, really, for me, just this gratitude that I get to take, and I hope we can all partake in it together. So I want to try a quick exercise this morning, something a little different, something that we've never really done, and I was inspired from Psalm 118 to do this. So I'm going to say, let all blank repeat, and then to fill in the blank, the people group that I say will say Covenant Grove is a gift. So if I say, let all Covenant Grove repeat, all of us would repeat, Covenant Grove is a gift. So we'll do that together. So let's try that one more time. Let all Covenant Grove repeat. Covenant Grove is a gift. Let all the young adults repeat. Covenant Grove is a gift. Let all the youth repeat. Covenant Grove is a gift. All right. I wanted to try that. I wanted to get us kind of speaking praise and just that repetition of praise together. I think it's so valuable to be able to speak truth out loud and to do it together and to really praise God in spirit for what he has for us. So if you don't come to Covenant Grove regularly, but you still praise God for the gift of others, you're partaking in that same style of praising God for the gift of life and his love upon us. And when I say I really love being here, I mean that. This is a place where I can come knowing that there are people who care about me, a place where people who point me to the Lord, a place where people want what is best for me and for others, and we can all come in and just be welcomed in love, and that is such a gift that I've really been trying to praise God for more and more lately, but I've had some struggles, honestly, praising God lately. Sometimes I feel numb. Sometimes I don't feel like praising. Sometimes I just get in my head or upset about something or anxious or whatever. You guys might be able to relate in some ways. And I've also, even with that, I've understood the importance of being alone lately, taking that time to sit there with God in solitude and silence and just be able to take in what he has for me. And that has been so valuable for me. Even as I'm wrestling with God, I just have been desiring to grow in this. And as I've been writing this sermon, the more that I've kind of sat with the truth of his love endures forever, the more I've been able to praise God in the mundane and the day-to-day things. Jill talked on this numbness a bit last week when she was talking or when she was sharing her sermon. And it's such a real thing, this numbness. It can be hard to connect to the Holy Spirit when we feel numb, when we let negative things fester up or build up in us. And if you're dealing with those problems that are weighing on you, there's still praise to be had. There's still praise and relief for your soul in the Holy Spirit. So if you have experienced this relief, I think you know what I'm talking about. And as I kept reading Psalm 118, I found myself repeating these opening verses more and more. His faithful love endures forever. And the more I repeated this, the more peace that just keeps coming to me. Sometimes for me to focus on it, to focus on this love, it really is just so important for me to be alone. And Matthew 6:6 really kind of touches on this. It says, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." So if solitude with the Father was the only gift that I ever received, I should still be in thanks, because that is such a gift to be able to have communion with the Lord, the God of the universe, the one who is the producer of love and gives it to us. So I've been trying to work out this muscle of being still or being grounded, which might sound kind of the opposite, but it's real. Going to God has been a key theme in my ability to be still. And through that repetition of being there, open for what God has for me, I've experienced healing. I've experienced it. I'm thankful to say I still get to experience this healing as I continue to live, and that is something that I look forward to. My ability to say, "Lord, I need you," has become easier for me compared to prior seasons. And I believe that's spiritual growth, and the praise is all to the Lord for that. And it's available for all of us, the spiritual growth. And the more we stay in God's word, the more he grows our love for him. So I'm excited to share more about that love today. Let's get into the word together and open up Psalm 118. I'm going to invite my sister Ellis up to read Psalm 118. We're going to be reading from the NLT today. You guys will have Bibles in the chairs under you if you want to follow along there, which will be in the NIV. You guys can stand for the reading of Scripture or sit, whatever you guys would like, but we've been standing as a church, so up to you guys.
Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Let all who fear the Lord repeat, his faithful love endures forever. In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Yes, the Lord is for me. He will help me. I will look in triumph at those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Though hostile nations surround me, I destroy them all with the authority of the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord. All right, thank you, Ellis. Man, that scripture right there has been such a gift for me over these last couple weeks, being able to dive in and just sit with these words of his faithful love endures forever. The NLT right here, it says, Let all Israel repeat his faithful love endures forever. Let all Aaron's descendants, the priests, repeat his faithful love endures forever. And this repetition is something that I've found so much value in, saying this continuously when I don't feel like it, when something comes my way that I don't want to deal with. I can just say, his faithful love endures forever. And there's so much peace in just that simple truth, knowing that I am secure in the Lord. And there's so much strength there as well. So I was wondering also, as I was in the scripture, just thinking about you guys, and I was wondering, will we leave remembering this truth of his faithful love endures forever? Will we walk away praising God for his faithful love? And will we actually live like his love endures forever? And the answer to these questions are known by God, but they can also be known by us as individuals. So this theme right here, I think, is very important for us as humans. What we repeatedly return to shapes us. And when we repeatedly return to God's love, he changes us for the better. So I think all of us have the ability to live rooted in God's love. And we haven't always chosen that way. We have all fallen short, and our circumstances can play a big role in our struggles. So let's look at this psalm a bit more to see how the psalmist chooses loving praise after being punished and being put through much adversity. So King David is believed to be the author of the psalm by many. And the psalm was written after David had been through many life-threatening encounters. But even after adversity, battles, and hardship, the psalmist, who I'm going to assume is David, too remains rooted in God's love. He was not controlled by the world around him. He was anchored in the faithfulness of God. And honestly, I think that is so beautiful, because there's nothing stronger than God's love. I tried to think of something, but I couldn't think of anything stronger than God's love. I feel like I can really understand the strength of God's love through the passion of the Spirit of the words that are in this scripture right here. Psalm 113, Psalm 118, Psalm 113 to 118 were songs regularly sung during Passover. God's people repeated these songs again and again, and they had reason to praise him. God had delivered them. He had protected them. He had given them victory. And these were not empty words just being put into the air. These were people praising God because they had experienced his faithfulness. And this deliverance wasn't over something that was solely an emotional thing, something that was only a mental battle, or something that was only spiritual, but the evil forces against King David wanted all of him dead. But God had a loving plan and a way lined up for David. God knew everything that he would deal with. I mean, this dude was on the run for his life. He killed a giant. He had to fight off wild animals, and he had to go through so many different things. But through that, God's love endured. Maybe you could think of God as the ultimate coach. He has the game plan for ultimate victory, and it's simple in a sense, but it also takes our efforts to follow his ways. Personally, growing up, I got to experience God's faithfulness in a way that I didn't fully understand as a kid, and now I can make more sense of. But as a kid, what I had my value in was gaming. That's really what my value is in. I love to play games. I'm not just talking video games. But more competing in general. I just love to compete, and I grew up loving baseball, basketball, football, Mario, all this stuff. And as I got older, I started getting more reps. I got more practice, more workouts, more training, more film study, and all these different games that I love. But eventually, I got pretty good at football, and by my sophomore year, I was really bought into the game of football. I was a 160-pound guard going against guys way bigger than me every single day. I constantly pushed myself because I wanted something. I wanted security, I wanted respect, I wanted to know I belonged because of what I could do. But eventually I got hurt. I broke my arm, I hurt my spine, hurt my hand, I dealt with concussions, ankle injuries, and eventually I realized I could get enough of football. I could get enough of that. And it took me not taking care of my body for a year or two after playing high school football to realize the only thing that I can get enough of is God. Looking back, I think God has used painful seasons to discipline and reshape me, which has been such a gift. Not because he's cruel, but because he's loved me enough to change me. And I know he's allowed for adversity so that many of us here can grow into his love. Can I get an amen? And I know he's allowed for adversity. I've said that. Psalm 118 talks about discipline too. The Lord disciplined the psalmist severely, but didn't let him die. God's discipline is rooted in love. The nation surrounding David wanted to destroy him, but God was reshaping him through these hardships. And honestly, I think God has done that in my life too. I mean, look at football in this spiritual lens with me. I was on this team. We met every morning for over an hour to exercise before school, hitting the same workouts for years and years, running the same place together since we were little kids. And we became shaped and built to be almost like, not machines on the field, but we were just ready to hit, you know. The goal of 21 out of 22 guys on the field is to hit the guy in front of them as hard as they can, and our bodies are not really meant for that. But when your spirit is bought into a system, you can become connected to it because you love it. We're not called to love everything, though. 1 John 2:15 says, "Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. If you truly love something, you'll return to it repeatedly." As a kid, I always wanted to throw a baseball, shoot a basketball, play games, compete, and that's where my repetition went. And it involved not just my body and mind, but also my spirit. And over time, those repetitions shaped what I loved. What we repeatedly give ourselves to shapes our hearts. I spent 9 months, from 2024, September to May of 2025, at a discipleship program up at Hume Lake Christian Camps. And during that time, we gave up TV, video games, movies, social media, music, furthering a dating relationship. And that consistency really did change me. I got to do that with about 40 other people around my age, and doing that together was one of the most life-changing experiences for me. Not getting reps of those things that I listed was freeing. I realized how much I love these things, like watching movies, playing games, and watching TV, and how I can hold on to them so tightly. And I realized how exhausted my spirit can feel after trying to go to these for comfort. In a daily time with God, we had an hour every morning to sit with the Lord in prayer and in the Word. The conversations I had, the prayer, the discipline, the repetition of that, it was drawing me closer to the Lord continuously. Even physically, God brought healing to my body through healthy rhythms and exercise. And I wasn't doing this alone. I lived in one building with almost 50 other people doing this program, and our shared love brought us all together. And I thank God for his powerful hand for moving in all of us there and getting us there. And I learned that our bodies really are temples, and what we repeatedly practice matters. One of the most powerful parts of Psalm 118 is this repeated declaration, "His faithful love endures forever." I'm going to keep bringing that up because it's so important. There's power in repeatedly speaking truth. And when we praise God consistently, something does change in us. The Holy Spirit reshapes our thinking. Our desires begin changing and our hearts soften. And the enemy does hate that. The enemy wants our attention fixed on fear, on pride, ourselves, distraction, lust, anxiety, comparison, selfishness, whatever other garbage he might be trying to put in your way, in your mind, in your spirit. But Psalm 118 reminds us where our focus belongs. On the faithful love of God, not on the ways of the world. Verse 6 says, "The Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?" That kind of boldness to not fear people only comes from being rooted in God's love. Imagine how much love you have to be someone with no fears. It's so much, but at the same time, it's simple. If we as human beings just keep spending time in a posture of love towards God and his word, that is strength. Real strength, and if you keep doing so, you will grow in your ability to do so and to be in that strength. Psalm 118 shows us why it's possible to have joy, even when things are tough in this world, because God's love endures forever. Beyond this finite life in the flesh, that truth gives us joy even when life is hard, even when we do not feel strong, even when things don't make sense. It allows us to repeat truths even when we don't feel like it. God's love remains consistent. If you look at the beginning and the ending of Psalm 118, you'll see they repeat the same truth because God himself doesn't change. Verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." Verse 29, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." Repetition does not have to be flashy either. It's usually small, steady faithfulness. On the football field, I really had the mindset of, I want to look good out here. I think that was kind of the culture that maybe we kind of had out there. Like, we want to look good, feel good, play good, run hard, and loving the Lord and being in his presence is not something that is flashy or for others to see, but it is for others to see, but not for your own self, for others to see the goodness of God. You guys remember when Neil was up here, he was showing us his favorite exercise to do. It was the wall angels. Something like this. I started doing that at home, and I'm like, oh, this is a good exercise. We might have laughed at Neil when he did that. We laughed right now. But, I mean, most of us could probably use some exercise like this. I mean, it's important because it helps with tech neck. It helps for your back. It helps with the things that we kind of deal with today. If I had done exercise like this in high school, instead of headbanging dudes every single day, I'd probably be a lot stronger than I am right now. Even though this doesn't look like it's something that builds a lot of strength, I think I would be a lot stronger. And not just by doing these, but doing consistent exercises that combat the pain or just allow for healing. Do you think David just said to his men, let's train our bodies by running into each other every day and lifting as much weight as we can all the time? No, David was led by God's ways and not human strength. But the strength of the love of God is what he was getting repetition in. He got reps of it by repeatedly going to God, repeatedly praising him, repeatedly choosing truth, and repeatedly being in his presence. And that's what shapes us. That's how we win wars spiritually. And if we win wars spiritually by having the love of God with us, we can be hopeful that he will also heal our minds and bodies. So Jesus came into this world and continually chose love. And that love looked like praise, humility, submission, compassion, and obedience. And Jesus wasn't constantly performing out of pride. He was constantly rooted in the love of the Father. On the Last Supper, Jesus, the one man who had perfect, enduring love and could not be stopped because of his strength, was ready to die. Singing this psalm, he wasn't the physical war hero many expected, but the visual of Jesus singing praise to his Father, knowing one of his disciples was about to betray him, knowing that he was about to die, yet he's still saying praise to God is really moving. His love was so built, so strong, so beautiful, amazing that he died. He died in so much strength and love that Jesus had all he needed to defeat death and to give life to those who would just come to him. Now it's the time. Now is the time to come to him. Let's come to him in humility. He can build us up. Let's come to him in wonder. He can show us the way. Let's come to him with our weight. He can lighten our shoulders. I say this because I believe his faithful love keeps enduring forever and ever. So I want to ask us, who are we repeatedly becoming? Who are we repeatedly giving our attention to and what? What do we truly love? And are we living from our own desires or from God's truth? These were the questions that came to my mind as I was writing this, and wrestling with these has been very convicting, but it's been also, I feel stronger in God's love and so much more joy. This root of love is producing so much fruit that I get to partake in, not because of what I do, but because of Jesus. So as we keep asking ourselves these questions as humans, I hope we can keep focused on the answer that gives joy to all, which is his faithful love endures forever. Amen. All right, that's all I have for us this morning. I want to invite up Amy and Ricardo right now to read a prayer, a psalm.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So in the first of our prayers, I would like to invite you to stand if you would like. The first prayer, we want to be focusing on our friends, our family, our neighbors, here and all around the world. Although it is true that God, that He, capital H, knows what we need even before we ask, let's be praying for them. Lift them up in prayer and thank God thank God, for as it says in the psalm, we look to him, his love endures forever. Not only that, but we cannot focus on people or on princes, but on him. So God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the second one, let's be lifting up Covenant Grove itself. The congregation that is here and all those who watch us online faithfully to hear God's good word. Spiritual warfare is real, everyone. Just look at our church. Things that we have gone through in the last few years. Things like a pandemic. Things like a recession. Things like skunks underneath our building, the construction that we have gone through, highways. But our God is bigger than that. And you know what it says in that psalm? He has lifted his righteous right arm, and he's protecting us. So, God, your love endures forever. So, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our last one, let's focus on ourselves. And this is a little difficult for me because I know that we all deal with something. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it is an addiction. Maybe it's just a stronghold. Anything that one of us might be going through, relational problems. I mean, it's just tremendous day in and day out. But God is always faithful. Yeah, and it says also that we will not die. We will not die. We will live to tell what the Lord has done for us. We will be able to shine our light wherever we are. So God, your love endures forever. Covenant Grove, say it loud. Say it proud. His love endures forever. So God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now I'd like all of us to take just a moment or two to give your praise to God, prayer to God. Do this silently, and I'll stop you when we're done. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
All right. Thank you. Let's invite up the band now. Let's invite up Ricardo and the band. I'm going to do one more song.